Blog Talk Radio.
They said we could
stay in the cells at Long Island.
Absolutely.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Country artist Rhonda Towns joins me now on the program to talk about her CD entitled I Wanna Be Loved By You, which features a song written by the legendary Dobie Gray. She's also the host of her own radio show called Plenty More Love. It's my pleasure to welcome on the line from Arizona, Rhonda Towns. Hey, Rhonda.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you this evening?
Good, good. I'm out here in Arizona, and it's starting to cool down, thank goodness. So I was just in Nashville last week for the 16th annual ICM Awards, and in Nashville the leaves have started, you know, turning colors, and
yeah.
But then I get back here on Friday and I step off the plane, it's 96 degrees, but it is starting to finally cool down here.
I guess Arizona is pretty much known for the heat.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we get up. Actually, we had a long summer. We've gotten here. I can remember one year when I first moved here, it was like 123 degrees. Planes couldn't take off. And this
wow.
year we probably had like 115, 116. But when it cools down, then that's really the best time of the year. We probably have like 9 months of great weather and 3 to 4 months of the hot weather. So, but it pays off when it finally cools down.
Definitely.
It definitely does. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so great to talk to you. I've had a chance, as I mentioned about your radio show, Plenty More Love, and I've had a chance to listen to some of the podcasts, and I know that you're getting it syndicated, so you're reaching a great audience. What is that like to be doing your own show? And it's a very positive show as well.
Well, you know, I was inspired to do the show because I believe in giving back. I'm a PK. I'm a preacher's kid. Grew up in the church. My daddy was a minister. And it is. It's really about giving. And I was inspired because I was actually trying to have a concert for Make-A-Wish Foundation of Arizona last year. And because of the economy and everything here, things just didn't go the way I wanted it to go. But I was interviewing at one of the local radio stations here to promote the concert. And the producer of the show actually asked me to do a mic check. And I said, you know, check 1, 2, 3, just to make sure that, you know, he got a good feed
right.
on me. And he's like, wow, you got a great radio voice. Have you ever thought about doing your own radio talk show? And that just stuck with me. And I was like, well, I thought to myself, I'm a singer, but I've never really thought about doing a talk show. And I kind of pondered it in my mind for a couple of weeks. And that was back in last year in December. And the more and more I thought about it, the more and more I got inspired to actually really do it. And I looked at my album, and I was looking at it, and I was like, Plenty More Love, that's what we need. And the message is people need people. It's about family. It's about giving. It's about community. It's about plenty more love. And it's kind of like we are here in the natural, the creator is in the spiritual, and we are here. We should help each other. And that was the whole inspiration behind the show. I launched it February 13th, 2010, and here we are almost 9 months later.
Wow. Pretty exciting, and
I know.
And you're getting guests on that you can talk to that are, you know, are spreading a great message, and people are learning from the show. And it's rhondatowns.com. Is that the best place people can go, or there's another place to listen directly to it?
They can go to my website, which is rhondatowns.com, T-O-W-N-S. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on MySpace. I'm also on LinkedIn, too. But pretty much if they want a history, my bio is up on my website. Again, of
yep.
course, it's rhondatowns.com. And then they can listen to some of the music. There's podcasts of the shows up on my website, too.
Terrific. Now, you were mentioning growing up as a preacher's kid. So obviously, and I read in your bio, singing in church was pretty big for you growing up.
Yeah. I can remember actually when I was about 4 years old, I can remember seeing my father standing in the pulpit ministering. My father actually passed away this past June. But as a little girl, I remember singing in the choir just right there at his knees. And I was daddy's little girl. And I tell you, I think about those days. And growing up in school, I was in robe choir. In college, I was in the gospel choir in college. And music has really, really been a part of my life. And it's amazing because I was actually on Ed McMahon's Star Search the last season, 94-95. And people ask me, why do I like to sing country music? Because I grew up in Alabama. I was born in Gary, Indiana, but I grew up in Alabama. And country music was just, I was exposed to it in the South, but then I was really around more gospel music. But church music, gospel music, and country music is so intertwined in with each other. So it definitely has that melting pot of music in it with country music.
Definitely, and we'll talk about a lot of those influences and your favorite artists, Rhonda, but the Star Search experience, of course, we've all watched it, and you know, there's a lot of people have gone on from there, and it's a great launching pad. What was your experience like on there, and was it something you had put a lot of thought in, or was it one of those last-minute things saying, oh, I'll try out for the show?
That's another little story, too, because my agent was the one that actually kind of convinced me. She was the point person here for Star Search. And I had actually done like a little pop demo because my voice, I really wasn't like this R&B singer because my cousins, they could just, you know, roll around songs and jump up on top of notes. But I was always more of a straightforward singer. And my agent, she heard this a little pop demo that I had done, and she heard me sing, and she's like, Rhonda, she said, have you ever thought about doing country music? I was like, no, not really. She says, well, where did you grow up? And I said, well, I grew up in Alabama. She says, I really, really think that's something that you should pursue. And I started thinking about it, and then I let another friend of mine, I let him hear my demo again, and when he listened to it, he says, I'm not saying this, you know, just to be, you know, sarcastic or anything, but he says, Rhonda, you sound like a white girl trying to sing black. I'm like, really? And then it made me mad. And I just said, well, maybe this is something that I need to do. And she got the audition for me for Star Search, and I actually auditioned singing It's a Little Too Late by Tanya Tucker. And it was another song by Reba McEntire, He Loves Me or something like that. And they called me within 30 days, and I went on Star Search and competed. I won once. And I was bumped off the second time, but I can always say that. And I can remember when I got bumped off because I was just, it was like the whole world was just falling, you know, you're really young, and I was just so sad. And Ed McMahon, he walked out on the stage because they would let us sit and watch the other taping of the next show. And he saw me in the audience, and he pointed at me. He's like, you will be a star. And that stayed with me. And I have not given up because just because I didn't win didn't necessarily mean that that was my time. And I've continued on to pursue a career in country music. And, you know, I've worked with Harold Shedd, Nora Wilson, Jim Cotton, Harold Sign, Shania, Toby Keith, Billy Ray. He worked with Alabama. Of course, we all know Nora Wilson, Kenny Chesney's producer, and Jim Cotton was the first producer for Billy Ray Cyrus. And, you know, I've worked with great producers, and now I'm in the studio now working on another project. I'm actually with Billy Sherrill, the producer engineer. Yeah, and we are co-producing a project together. So we're looking for that to come out probably February of next year. So that's a new one that's simmering on the stove right now. My next album. Yeah.
So are you in the process of listening to a lot of demos to get that the list picked?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Matter of fact, Billy had sent over some songs, some more songs for me this morning, and we've already recorded three songs already. And I've got some other ones. Pretty much I know what I'm going to do, but it's going to be a mixture of inspirational music. I might have a couple of things that might be gospel in there, but it'll be some country music in there too. But it's going to be a mixture of music. Might be a little bit of bluegrass in there too, some traditional stuff also in there.
Nice.
I love traditional country music. I really do.
Yeah, and that's something that I love too. I grew up and listened to a lot of 80s country, and of course before that listened to the older stuff at the time, 70s, 60s, still love it.
Uh-huh.
And you've got a traditional sound in your voice as well, and you sing traditional really
mm-hmm.
well. Can you talk about some of those, some of your favorite traditional singers?
Well, you know, I always say this because when I was younger, I watched that movie, Coal Miner's Daughter, with Loretta Lynn.
Right.
And
yeah.
A lot of people, I mean, my influences are probably, you know, there was Loretta Lynn. You know, I wasn't around when, oh my gosh, I can't even think of her name right now, but Patsy Cline. And then there's Reba McEntire. I really, you know, grew up listening to Reba. And my voice, I would say, has that strength of Reba, but then there's that sweetness of Loretta Lynn. And then there's that soulful sound that's there, I would say, of Patsy Cline. And,
right.
You know, a lot of people have but then there's that signature of Rhonda Towns that you know. It is definitely Rhonda Towns. And, you know, I've never really tried to sing like anybody else, but when I hear the music, I feel like that I have to make my voice, you know, I have to arrange my voice around that music. And then, two, music has to carry in your voice, too. When you sing or when you sing a cappella, the music has to be in your voice also. So.
Right. And
yeah.
It's so important, as you say, to have your own style, because there's obviously – other artists out there that have their own sound, so
you've
got to, whether it comes naturally or whatever, you've got to make sure that you're being true to yourself and sounding
mm-hmm.
like your own self. And
does
that come naturally?
That's right. It does come naturally. It really does. And when you listen to the radio sometimes, you hear a lot of the singers. I mean, you can you know some singers, but then some of them sound so much alike. On the radio nowadays, and that's the one thing that when I have my voice has been reviewed, it is that my voice definitely stands out. But it is that pure sound in my voice that you know really is different from the other artists that's on the radio. So hopefully with this next album that we will definitely be able to get something out there that's really going to make people notice it.
Right. Well, let's share a song from the album I Want to Be Loved by You, and in fact, the title track is the one. So, if you could just talk about Rhonda choosing to record this one and maybe a bit about the song, maybe some of the success or reaction you've had to it, and then we'll let our listeners have a listen.
Okay. Well, this song, Harold Shedd and Jim Cotton, they actually produced this song, and I titled it that because, you know, a lot of people ask me, what does the song mean to you? And it says that I want to be loved by you. I want country music fans, I want them to hear Rhonda Towns. Don't judge me how I look or anything like that, but judge me how I honestly and truly deliver a country music song. And that's pretty much it. Rhonda Towns, I Want to Be Loved by You.
This is Rhonda Towns on In the Country.
Paradise, I wanna roll.
Singing I Want to Be Loved by You, the title track to her CD, and she's working on a new one to come out next year, I guess. So lots of busy stuff going on. I wanted to ask you, Rhonda, an interesting story. After you won Star Search, I think it was Nora Wilson that you did a live performance for instead of submitting a demo.
Oh, yeah. That is such a funny story because I had actually called an attorney, and it was like right after I had came off Star Search, and a good friend of mine, it's actually Ray Scott's wife, Shannon Scott, and at the time she worked over at Polydor with Polygram with Hero Shed.
Right.
And I had called her, and then she referred me over to an attorney, and then we talked and everything, and he got the appointment set up. So we flew out, my husband and I, and had the meeting with Noro and talked to him, and he said, asked me, did I have a demo? I was like, no, I don't have a demo. So he's like, well, can you go back home and do a demo? And my husband looked at him because we had a karaoke box in the suitcase. He's like, wait a minute, Noro. He's like, we got the karaoke box right here in the suitcase. She's going to perform for you right now. And I performed for him A Picture of Me Without You and a couple of other songs for him. And he decided right there that he was going to go on ahead and produce me. And from that, you have Slow Rain. You've got I've Heard the Wind Blow, Go On With Yourself. I tell you, those are the really good traditional songs. And Plenty More Love, he produced that one. And I was only supposed to do three. And we did Plenty More Love. And then now, look, the radio show is called Plenty More Love. And we did a remix. I've got you know, from the Slow Rain, of course, we know Dobie Gray from Drift Away. And Dobie wrote, he was one of the co-writers on that song. And now I have a line dance, which I was in Canada at the beginning of the year in Calgary.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, I was at the line dance stampede there. And I was there for a weekend. I came up, and my line dance up in Calgary is really, you know, really popular up there. So,
oh, that's great.
The line dance
to Slow Rain?
And there's a line dance to Slow Rain. And you can actually go on my my website and look at the line dance. And I'm actually, with this next album, I'm going to do another line dance. And I was supposed to go to Ontario, but then when all this stuff started happening with my father and everything, I wanted to stay close to home. So, but yeah, I was definitely supposed to come to Ontario and Montreal. I was supposed to come up to Montreal too.
Oh, great. Well,
line
dancing
is big. Line dancing is big. People don't realize how big it is. It's huge. It really is.
Now, so did you develop, you choreographed this line dance yourself?
Well, no, Barry and Darianna Mata, they are choreographers with the Dance Advantage, and they did, it's a pattern partner dance, and it's actually a line dance to Slow Rain. And It was actually number 5 in Belgium. And
wow.
It's done really well up in Canada and in the UK and in Sweden. And then in Japan, the song Slow Rain actually charted number 1 on Real Country Radio in Japan. But Slow Rain just really kind of just took on a life of its own. It really did, especially with the line dance and the remix of it.
It's a great song, and of course, as you mentioned, written by the legendary Dobie Gray with the great song Drift Away, just such a classic song. Was that an influence? Like, did you know when the song was pitched to you that he was a writer on it? How did that come about?
I had no idea. I didn't know. I did not know at all until, you know, a little bit afterwards that he was, you know, one of the writers of the song.
Right.
And I know Dobie. Dobie is just absolutely amazing. He's still around, and I talk to him from time to time. And matter of fact, he came to one of the shows that I did in Nashville at the beginning of the year. Yeah, so Dobie's still singing.
Nice. Oh yeah. Love that hit, and of course he had many others too. Just a terrific artist. The goals that you've set so far, and you've achieved them, Rhonda. Of course, the radio show as well as your music. Do you have a next goal in mind, whether it ties in with the show or the music? Something you want to take to the next level?
Well, you know, I'm a PK, preacher's kid. I grew up in the church, but a lot of people, I was actually featured in Country Weekly magazine last year because my mom and my family, we had barbecue restaurants. I grew up in the restaurant, too. And
okay.
I'm working on, hopefully here, doing a cookbook with my mom. We've already started the preliminary work of it. My dad actually had a barbecue sauce that was absolutely amazing. He won it when we lived in Alabama. It was a major chain there that was actually wanting my father to put his barbecue sauce in the stores, but he didn't know how to protect his secret recipe.
Oh, okay.
And with me being featured on Country Weekly magazine, I really want to go on ahead and hopefully try to fulfill that dream that he wanted to do with his barbecue sauce, his seasoning, and I would really love to be able to do that and get that out there for my father. And, you know, still continuing on with the music, I'm definitely, I always say the Lord's willing, wanting to do more inspirational material because that is a part of my life and that
right.
was the foundation of me. And then really doing a lot more in the community and with the message in the show, it's people need people. And just really get involved with some of these community organizations because they need help. And then with the show, I interview other inspirational artists, other country music artists like myself that are independent.
Yeah.
I mean, as an independent artist, you struggle because you're pretty much doing it yourself. You don't have the major backing behind you like the other labels, and you have to tell people, please go to iTunes, please download the material for me. So I want with the radio show to be a platform for other artists because it's not just not all about me, and you have to be willing to help other people. And with the show, I'm hoping that once it really gets going here, we get more stations to come on board, that my listeners will go on ahead and go on their websites, download their music, buy their albums. I'm hoping that will help them too. And I mean, I've had Marty Raybon on, I've had the Graskals, I've had Ty Herndon, John Conley.
Nice.
I had 13 nominees on my show for the ICMs, and I was a presenter last week, and that was fun.
Oh, great.
But, I presented actually with Sandra Dee. She won Female Vocalist of the Year last year, and I presented with her Male Vocalist of the Year, and Tommy Brandt, he actually won.
Oh, terrific.
Male Vocalist of the Year, yeah.
Terrific. So, yeah, you've got your hand in a lot of different things, the music.
I'm trying, Dave.
You know, the show. You're doing terrific. So I wanted to ask you, and it ties into all that also to tie in with your show, and it's delivering a positive message. What do you think, and what have you learned from the show and from your own life, are the keys to success in someone's life, whether they're pursuing music or whatever they're pursuing? What are some of the foundations, you know, like self-esteem, a good support around you? What do you think is going to help people get to their goals?
Well, I would say definitely keep family close. That's the main thing. And, you know, go by your gut feeling because people have so many opinions. And when you have a plan, you have to stick to it. And,
right.
you know, you can't steer off of that because, I mean, they can hear one thing. You can let somebody listen to your music, and they might think one way, but you have to stick to what you believe in. And my father would always tell me when it would get rough, when it would get hard, I was like, oh, Daddy, I just can't do this anymore. And he would always tell me, when you feel like you can't stand, stand anyhow. And then if you can conceive something in your mind, you will be able to achieve it. And you cannot give up. And then my mom, she would always tell me, there's no such thing as can. And if they can do it, you can do it too. But you cannot give up. But you, and at the same time, you have to be willing. You have to do what's right. You have to be humble and you listen, but then you have to really, really, you know, stay focused. Just stay focused and keep your family around you, and always put, you know, your faith first. Put your faith first.
That's terrific, Rhonda.
Yeah,
and we're going to talk more about music, but we're going to play some music right now. We're going to play the Dobie Gray song that he co-wrote with a couple other fellas.
Mm-hmm.
The song is called Slow Rain, so we know that there's a line dance for it. Just sort of talk about first hearing the song and just sort of your impressions and whatever else you want to share about it.
Well, you know, when I first heard the song, I was like, wow, this is a romantic song. It really, really is. And this song actually really, and what had actually happened, my brother passed away back in 2007. And I pretty much kind of stepped away from everything. And I didn't know how I was going to really get back into everything, because I was just, you know, down. And a program director that had actually first started playing my music in Sparta, North Carolina, he called me. He had been trying to get a hold of me, and I wouldn't answer my phone because I was just in this dump. And then one morning, I woke up, but then I had insomnia. But I was dreaming in my mind. I could hear Slow Rain like it was playing on the radio.
Wow.
And my phone was ringing in my office, my home office here. So I got up and I answered the phone, because he had been sending me some emails, and I still didn't want to respond to him, but I went on ahead and answered the phone, and he said, Rhonda, where have you been, girl? And I just said, oh, Michael, I've just been through so much. I said, and I told him about what had happened with my brother, Ronnie, and my brother was young, too. So I told him about it. He says, well, if this will make you feel good, he says, well, I had a listener that called in the other night. It was on Thursday night. And he would play Slow Rain from time to time. And this listener requested Slow Rain. And I said, And I had just been dreaming about it.
Wow.
And he's like, I said, well, Michael, I said, do me a favor. I said, will you test Slow Rain for me? So he tested it for me, and he tested against three other artists, and Slow Rain beat out these art like 3-1. It was just absolutely amazing. I said, well, you know what, Michael? I'm going to try to release Slow Rain. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to try to release Slow Rain. And what I did was I did my homework. I actually called up program directors, music directors, and I got them to give quotes on the song. And
oh, great.
I went on ahead, and I was able. So I had to, you know, get the quotes of other radio stations that had played it in order to go on ahead and do it, to justify it. And we put it out there, and, you know, it kept me going. It got me to this point.
That is awesome. Well, what a great story, and shows persistence and
mm-hmm.
so many other things. Let's share it now. We'll come back and talk about lots more, Rhonda. This is Rhonda Towns and Slow Rain here on In the Country.
You go.
country artist Rhonda Towns and Slow Rain. She joins us on the line from Arizona, where things are cooling off nicely this evening, eh?
Yes, it is.
I was reading in your bio, Rhonda, that you've done some modeling, and in fact, you've appeared in commercials.
Yes, I have. I actually have a Blue Diamond almond commercial that's actually showing now. And my first commercial was actually a Maxwell House commercial.
Oh, wow.
And yeah. And I done print for Dillard's. I've actually modeled for Reba McEntire when she launched her clothes with in the Dillard's stores. And a model for Manuel in Nashville. So I've done a lot of print and a lot of runway stuff. So, yeah, that's a part of it. I was actually Whitney Houston's stand-in in the movie Waiting to Exhale.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I was her stand-in. They would actually, because she and I are like the same height. I'm 5'8", and I guess
okay.
She's 5'8", too. So they would, I would stand in place and kind of show her, when she come on, where to stand, and they would set the lighting on me for her. So during
that time, I guess you had a chance to meet her and talk with her?
Yeah, I got a chance to meet her. I met her dad at the time, and her mom, Sissy, was there too. And that's actually my nickname, is Sissy.
I read that. Yeah, how did you mm-hmm. come up with, how did you get that name?
My
Sissy
mom,
is a nickname. Yeah.
My mom named me Sissy. I was the first girl, and people either call me Sis or Sissy. And it's so funny because if a family member calls me Rhonda, I won't answer.
Right.
I'm used to them calling me, hey, Sis, hey, Sissy. So it's kind of, I have to think about, oh, who is that calling me?
Yeah, that's great. Now, I wanted to ask you as well about, of course, you were on Star Search, as we mentioned, mm-hmm. and then American Idol, of course, the big thing the last 10 years. Do you watch that at all? Do you enjoy talent shows like that?
I started watching it in the beginning,
right.
But it just seems like when talent shows, once they kind of have, like, they've been in front of us a long time, then it becomes more political, I really think, instead of being about the talent. I like Dancing with the Stars. I love that show too. But
I've been watching Dancing with the Stars a bit recently, and Florence Henderson, I think she was actually eliminated last night.
Yeah, she was. She was eliminated last night, and she's amazing. She really is. So, but I love the reality shows. That's on TV. Just to kind of get you away from everything.
Yeah, exactly. Is there a reality show out there that if you had an opportunity and the timing was right for you that you would like to appear on?
You know, I have an agent, and she's always, you know, she's been talking about me doing something maybe with a cook show or something. I would really love to take the Plenty More Love concept and put it into maybe like a TV show because I really do believe that we need to really show people how we can help each other. And something that would kind of follow my career in country music. I mean, I mean, there's so much that I do every single day with, you know, the radio show and going here and going there and going, you know, back and forth to Nashville. It's challenging, but at the same time, it is rewarding. And something with cooking or something dealing with helping people, I would love to be a part of that. You know, you had the Extreme Home Makeover. I'd love to do something with them. That would be fun to do.
Are you pretty handy with a hammer and nail and doing some construction?
You know, a little bit. I actually kind of flipped a house few years back. Yeah.
Oh.
In some real estate, but now is not the time, that's for sure. So.
Yeah.
But things
but there,
like that, I love the decorating.
Hmm? There's another talent of yours, pretty multi-talented.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, my mom, I mean, I grew up in Alabama, and it's amazing because we were born in Gary, Indiana, and my mom and dad saw when the city was starting to get bad, and my dad, he's from Alabama, and they bought 5 acres of land and moved us to Alabama, and they said, now grow up. So we had a garden. We would work out in the garden, and we lived in the country. We had chickens. We had a couple of horses, and watermelon patch. My mom grew all kinds of fresh vegetables and stuff in the garden.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
That's great. On the subject of duets, Rhonda, have you over the years given thought to, is there someone in the back of your mind, if you had a chance to record a duet with someone, somebody is sort of at the top of that list on your mind?
Well, I've thought about, maybe Billy Ray Cyrus or Toby Keith. And then Lionel Richie is actually a distant cousin of mine on my dad's side of the family. And I have never approached him or, met him before or talked to him. But that would be something that I would consider because, when he wrote Stuck on You and, a couple of his songs off of his Hello, a lot of those songs would be great. They were great country songs.
Oh, yeah.
Kenny Rogers. Yes. I think Lionel wrote for him. So I think that my great-grandmother and his grandmother were first cousins, or his great-grandmother were first cousins on my mom's side of the family. Because my grandmother's mother was a Richie in that part of Alabama where he lived. Yeah. Her mother was a Richie. And so she would have been my great grandmother. They are related some kind of way.
That is really neat. As you say, Lionel has that country influence. Stuck on You definitely has a country feel.
Yeah.
There's a bunch I can't think of at the moment, but one I can think of was Deep River Woman, which he sang with Alabama. Which was a great song. Of course, he wrote Lady for Kenny Rogers, so he and he did a CMT Crossroads with Kenny Rogers, and he's a terrific songwriter, too, and singer as well.
Yeah. I just need to be brought to his attention to let him know, and I'm pretty sure I know he would love to do something for me, because the first song that I actually recorded was Hello, and it was on a little cassette tape.
Oh, wow.
Such
a beautiful song,
We're working on that. Yeah, we're working.
Perfect. There's another goal that you're going to work towards. I'm sure you're going to
get there. There's another one.
What about cover songs? Do you have certain ones? You talked about A Picture of Me Without You that you did at that point for Nora Wilson, but do you have songs that you love performing that are cover songs?
Well, I love Tanya Tucker. I love some of the the Patti Loveless songs. Of course, I know Crazy.
Right.
Everybody knows that song. But and I really go back to more of the traditional. I love Faith Hill, Take Another Little Look, that song that she did, Viva Las Vegas. That was a cool song that she did. Yeah. See, I like the country stuff. I mean, because it sounds a lot pop now, but I love that hard-hitting country music. I really like country music. And I think that you can kind of tell it's kind of going back that way. And I hope so. I really do.
Yeah, it does seem to go in cycles, and I guess it has throughout the years. You've had times when it's really country, more country, and then you get your pop phases. So, I still love hearing a George Jones song or a Conway Twitty song.
Or
somebody new doing a classic.
Yeah, or when Alan Jackson comes out or George Strait, it's just instantly just drives right up the charts. It really does.
That's
because people miss it. They miss that sound. And it's just, when you hear them, it's like, it just automatically just goes to a big hit, like, right away.
Yeah, because people still want to hear that kind of country sound. And they can depend, they can depend on George Strait, Alan Jackson, Mark Chestnut in the past, of course, Clint Black, guys like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just terrific artists.
And then Josh Turner? Yeah,
he's Turner,
really traditional.
Really deep, the really deep voice.
Oh, yeah.
And Vince Gill, of course, on the other end of things with the higher voice, he's an influence of yours as well, and one of your favorites, too?
Yes, he is. I love Vince Gill. His voice, he has that tenor voice, but I tell you, it's pure and clean country.
Yes, exactly.
It really is.
Rhonda, it's been such a pleasure to speak with you. I'm so glad that Jason Brown set things up. And like I
Absolutely.
Said, I've had a chance to listen to some of your podcasts, and I'll continue to do so. I really enjoy your show and the positive message and all that, and your singing as well. So thanks so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you, and thanks for having me, Dave. And tell your listeners, go to www.rhondatowns.com. And, of course, I am up on iTunes, and they can purchase the CD right through my website, too, and plus the whole album. So if they want, any of the material, any of the music, they can get it, that's for sure.
That sounds great. Thanks so much, Rhonda. Have yourself a great night. And all the
Alrighty.
Best with the new CD.
All right. And I will try to I will look you up when I come to Canada with the new line dance, okay?
That'd be terrific. Appreciate that.
All right. Thank you.
You're so welcome, Rhonda. My guest today has been country artist Rhonda Towns. She joined us on the line from Arizona, and her current album is called I Want to Be Loved by You, featuring those two great songs we shared on the show. If you want to comment on this show or any other episode, you can email me at inthecountry@mail.com. That is inthecountry@mail.com. I'm Dave Woods, and that wraps up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country, we're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country, leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country,